This is the Best of North Side 1 podcast.
Hey, this is Grant Thompson from Sunday Afternoons at North Sound 1, and thanks for checking out the Best of North Sound 1 podcast online at northsound1.com/listen again. Hopefully you've had a great week. This week's been great for me. I learned how to go-kart. Well, I came last, but I call it an experience, and had a fourth date on the weekend. It was all good in the hood. Hopefully it's been okay for you, and we're here with the Best of North Sound 1 across the last 7 days. Coming up, we're going to talk about, speaking of dates, romantic music for when you have that loved one over and you're making dinner. That's coming up. Also, you can hear what happened when Matt Cardle popped in to speak to Vicky on Greg's Eat Breakfast. But before all that, let's start with Greg's Eat Breakfast. Vicky's looking after things for Yaz while she's on holiday. And you know how Cheryl Cole was dumped by the X Factor in America because of her voice? Vicky has got the solution. They should employ her because Vicky can translate. She can speak Geordie. Here's what happened.
So X Factor USA was on last night and critics said basically it needs Cheryl Cole. They're saying she was great, but Simon's producers, of course, they removed her, worried that the Yanks wouldn't understand a word she was saying. They wouldn't understand her accent. But the critics saying last night they love the accent. We've got her on the phone. Cheryl Cole, good morning.
Hey, man, I'm canning to the Buddha.
Sorry, Cheryl.
Simon, I wish you might
not. No, I didn't. Sorry, Cheryl.
Can you all will finish swing?
I'm really sorry. Cheryl.
He's either nitty.
Hold on. Stop the bus. I can speak Geordie. I can understand her.
You can speak Geordie?
Hello.
Oh, could you try?
Why, aye, man.
I've no idea what you just said, but can you translate?
Right, hold on a second. Cheryl.
Hey, man.
Slow down, man.
I'm canning to the Buddha.
Who are you canning, Cheryl?
Simon, I wish you man would not do that more for me.
Who's your fiddle?
Can you or will Penny swing?
You alright, Kenny?
We's aye the netty.
Champion. Bunny day the day.
Hey, man. Simon, I wish you man would not do that more for me.
Who's the tune canning?
We's aye the netty.
Aye, ta-da now, pet.
What does she say?
I don't know.
I'm pretty much just going to write off the last 30 seconds. I understood none of that. Greg's Eat Breakfast and Vicky talking Geordie or understanding how to speak Geordie. Thanks for checking out the Best of podcast. Listen again online at northsound1.com/listen again. This is Grant Thompson right here. And we're speaking about first dates earlier on. I had a first date a few weeks ago and had a fourth date during the week. And you know when you get a date over to your house and you make dinner, what music do you put on in the background? I think it's a big decision, that. And so do Andy and Craig on The Big Drive Home. Here's what happened when they're discussing what music not to put on when you have a date over.
Talking about the music you would have on a compilation tape or CD that you would maybe have if a lady was coming in, or a guy, and you wanted to set the mood, a bit of relaxation, a few candles, and you put the CD on. Craig has said that he doesn't use that kind
of
thing.
I don't have a CD for that sort of nonsense.
He has his digital playout system, which he can put on random. And I said, that's never going to work because you could end up with random tunes coming on. Now, without actually playing them out, let's do it, okay? Let's
right,
just put
okay,
it on
yes.
random and
right.
give me the name of the first track that comes up, right?
Okay, so just I'll hit the shuffle button.
Hang on. Let's just set the mood. Let's just say I'm a girl.
Right.
I just pop around to your house.
What's your name? Mary?
Yeah, Mary's
good. Oh, hello, Mary.
Hey, how you doing, handsome?
It's nice to see you. Would you like some Pringles or something?
Okay,
right.
Your small chat.
Nice Pringles.
What about some
milkshake? Right, okay, so let's put on the music Mary.
Can we have some music on, please? Yeah.
Okay. Do you like Wax and Bridge to Your Heart? That's a nice song,
isn't it?
Is that
the first one?
Yeah.
Oh, blimey. Next!
Propaganda Jewel. That's
okay, actually. That's not too bad. The next one would come up would be...
Beastie Boys, Sabotage. Is that setting the mood?
No,
what
no.
about Aqua, Barbie Girl? That's next. Flo Rida.
If she's not already running out the door, then there's something seriously wrong with that.
Barbie Girl, probably not. Talking about being made of plastic. Yeah, it's not the best for a first date, is it? There's the guys on The Big Drive Home talking about first date music when you have someone over to your house. This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast. Thanks for checking us out online at northsound1.com/listen again. Staying with Andy and Craig on The Big Drive Home. Andy was rehearsing for a quiz he had last week. And what better way to rehearse for a quiz to practice than use the amazing brain that is Craig McDonald? Here's what happened on the show.
This Thursday, both Craig and I are involved in a very important pub quiz. And to get the grey matter circulating, we thought we'd give Craig some questions. Missed it earlier on. Have you got your answers there?
I do.
Okay, the first question was, what does a circle with a cross through it mean on a clothing label? What answer did you put down?
Well, initially I thought you were going to talk about road signs. I was going to say urban clearway, but that wouldn't be on your clothes. So
no.
I thought, no tumble drying.
No.
Oh, come on!
I can't change the answer just because
What is it?
It's no dry cleaning. Do not dry clean.
Okay.
That explains why I've got very small T-shirts.
Yes.
Which toy derives its name from the Danish word for play well? What did you write down?
Well, because I know that this is Danish, I was hoping this might be right. Lego.
Well done.
One
out of three so far. And a final question today. I'll have some more for you tomorrow. Who lives in number 11 Downing Street?
I'm going to use an app to answer this because I have
no
this app.
Cheating
that says
with
no,
apps.
No. Is it?
The Chancellor of the Exchequer.
It is indeed.
Hey!
I don't know where you got that app from, but it's very good. Remember, we're not allowed any phones in the quiz itself on the Thursday.
All right, fair enough.
I don't know how many you got out of three. Hopefully you got three. If not, you may have some problem with your clothes in the future.
I'm quite proud to say that I did manage to get 3 out of 3. Thanks very much. This is the best of North Sound 1 podcast online at northsound1.com/listen again, where you can listen to loads of stuff again, including the North Sound 2 talking and North Sound 1 and 2's Super Scoreboard, northsound1.com/listen again. And also, speaking of listening again, you can hear the full interview with Matt Cardle again, but here's the best of what happened when Matt Cardle came in to speak to Vicky on Greg's Eat Breakfast.
We've got Matt Cardle in the studio. How are you?
I'm very well, yourself?
Very well. It's very surreal, actually, having watched you on X Factor and voted for you every week, to have you sitting opposite me.
Yeah, it's very weird for me. The whole thing's been pretty strange, to be fair, from the moment I stepped on the show, especially the moment I stepped off it, you know.
What have you been up to?
Just been writing the album, co-writing the album. It's been great. Obviously, the tour rumbled on into April, May time, which is great fun, getting to hang out with everyone and go on tour and go around the country and, you know, playing to, you know, 20,000 people nearly at a time was amazing. And then it's just been kind of relaxing, chilling and writing the album in the studio. It's been amazing.
I was going to ask you about that new album. It's called Letters,
mm-hmm.
and it's out on the 17th of October.
Yeah.
Loads of people that you've collaborated with. How does that all come about?
That's just great A&R. My A&R guy, Chris Briggs, is a bit of a hero of mine and a legend. And he just put me with great people. I mean, obviously, the people that I've collaborated with on the album are the people that I clicked with best in the writing period, which is Biff Stannard and the guys down in Brighton, Egg White, James Walsh and Elliot James of Star Sailor and the Nexus. It's just been such a great process. It's been a bit like therapy, to be fair, sitting on, you know, sitting down on a couch with someone and being like, you know, this has affected me enough to want to write about, and I want to say this today, and, you know, this happened to me and I want to say this about it. You know, I can be so much more honest when I'm writing a song than I can, you know, talking to someone. So there's lots of stuff that gets built up that I want to say that I can't, so I write in a song, and that's such a easy outlet for me.
In that case then, if you ever found yourself in a scenario where you needed to have a chat,
yeah.
Did you sing it?
Yeah. I mean, I've even been in a position where I've played someone a track with stuff on it that I wanted to say, and they're like, is that about? And I'm like, yeah, but I couldn't say it, and okay. I won't say it, you know, I'll just, you know, have a listen to that maybe.
So in terms of the album then, if it's a reflection of how you feel and what's been happening, tell us a wee bit about it.
I was asked the other day if there's an underlying theme to the album, and I think there's definitely a certain amount of apology in it, just across the board, to people that have, you know, I've been with in the past and situations that I've got myself into and out of, you know, and kind of thanks to everyone that I've written about, like for those situations that have moved me enough to do that.
So in terms of the apologies, are these to ladies? Well, and if they are, would they know who they were?
I'm a straight up heterosexual man, so yeah. It's about no men.
And you can check out Matt's full interview with Vicky online at northsound1.com/listen again. Just click on interviews. It is there now. This is Grant Thompson with the best of North Sound 1 podcast. And during the week, Andy and Craig on the Big Drive Home were giving you the chance with your mates to eat at the filling station on us. All you had to do is answer the questions about America correctly. It was simple, right? Or was it? Here's what happened.
On the phone Jackie Taylor, who's got a hands-free kit, which is the bane of my life at the moment. She's the assistant catering manager.
Hi, Jackie!
Oh, no. See, there we go!
All right, okay, that's good.
I hate hands-free kits.
Oh, there she is. Right.
Are you on the moon?
Yeah.
There we go.
That's good. Okay, we'll do this quickly before your phone completely breaks down. Five questions. They're American-based. Each one you get right, one of your friends is coming. Are you ready? Can you hear?
Yeah.
Let's go!
What is the name of the park in the centre of New York?
St. Central.
Name the island off the coast of San Francisco that was once used as a federal prison.
Where Alcatraz was.
Very good. Business tycoon Donald Trump modestly named a 58-story skyscraper Trump Tower, but where is this located in America?
Is it in New York?
It is. Motor City is affectionate nickname for what American city?
Detroit.
Put your hands up. The movie rom-com Hitch was based in New York, but who was the lead star?
Tom Hanks.
He doesn't get jiggy with it, but this man does. Summer, summer, summertime. Let's just sing. Summer, summertime.
I did. It's not helped.
Oh, no. I can't think.
He could be called also Big...
Big Daddy. Puff Daddy.
No, no. Big Daddy.
Oh, no. I didn't.
Time's up. Right, how many did we get out of a possible five, Greg?
We got four there.
Still four people and you? The drinks rounds won't be as expensive if you've got five. The answer we're looking for, the movie, the rom-com, which is Hitch, you must have seen it. It was Will Smith.
Will Smith, yeah, I know.
Not Big Daddy.
Not Big Daddy.
I know, I was thinking Puff Daddy. What?
It's not easy when you're under pressure and your hands-free kit doesn't work.
Listen again to what you've missed and access exclusive online-only content at northsound1.com/listenagain.